Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And yes, I am not on maternity leave yet. I'm still here. I'm still pregnant. I just hit 39 weeks today, but I'm hoping that this will be the week that we get to meet our daughter. But for today's episode, it's going to be a little bit of a heavier subject with a bit of a positive spin that Sweden actually banned OnlyFans. And if you don't know what OnlyFans is, I really envy you. I wish I didn't know what it was either, but the state of the world that we live in, evil just permeates everything. And eventually, especially if you have ever watched an episode of the Whatever podcast, you will know that most of those girls are on OnlyFans. Again, for those of you who don't know what OnlyFans is, it is actually one of the most popular pornographic sites in the entire world. The reason why it became so popular was actually during COVID, when everyone, millions of people around the world were secluded in their homes, were isolated from family, isolated from friends. A lot of people didn't go to work, or if they did go to work, they worked via phone, they worked via laptop, everything was virtual. We saw the rise of this platform called OnlyFans because what it is a platform which essentially is legalized prostitution, to where you as a consumer pay a subscription price to a quote-unquote creator, and they give you the content that you're paying for. In exchange, you get the content that you want. And 100% of the time, this content is sexual in nature. Again, it's one of the most popular pornographic sites in the world. And the founder of this OnlyFans platform claimed that its original purpose and part of its purpose is for creators to give themselves an outlet for creativity in other ways, such as music and art and things like that. But most creators that are on this platform is for pornographic sexual purposes. And no one is under any kind of pretense that it's not that. So again, this started taking form, started rising during COVID when, again, people were isolated. You didn't go out to hang out with your friends because everyone was scared of getting COVID-19. You didn't go to family parties. You didn't get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas if you followed all the rules and regulations that the CDC and Fauci at the time put in place. As the saying goes, an idle mind is the devil's playground. People had way too much time on their hands. They had way too much emptiness in their thoughts to allow evil to run wild. And OnlyFans is undoubtedly proof of this. Again, without getting into unnecessary or dark detail, I don't think it's necessary and I don't think it's helpful when we do deep dives into what these platforms are, how it works, what the access points look like, because I don't think that's helpful for both me spiritually, but anyone spiritually, to allow our minds to think about something so evil and so negative. You know, Paul in the scripture says to let the things that are in the dark stay in the dark, that we shouldn't be speaking about the things that are done in secret, that there's a level of caution that we as believers need to have when it comes to how much we dive into a subject. And I know deep dives are very popular on a lot of different podcast platforms nowadays, but when it comes to a topic like this, biblically speaking, I don't think it's helpful and I don't think it's wise. So without getting into unnecessary or dark detail, the platform of OnlyFans operates on a simple business model. Again, like I said before, you pay for a service you want and a quote-unquote creator will provide your desired service at their desired price. So it's a simple quid pro quo. And this has been said before, and it will be said again, that pornography is the legal loophole for prostitution and sex trafficking. OnlyFans, again, is undoubtedly proof of this. What is happening on this platform is virtual prostitution. That sure, you're not actually going out and paying for a physical service from a physical person. You're doing it virtually. And because it's virtual, it's somehow legal. Again, it's a legal loophole for prostitution. Not only is OnlyFans and other platforms like this, I'm specifically talking about OnlyFans because Sweden banned it, which we're going to get into. But I'm also specifically talking about OnlyFans because it is the most popular pornographic site in the world. It's even above Pornhub. I found that Pornhub was actually number 4, I believe, for pornographic sites in the world. So OnlyFans is number 1. That's why we need to talk about this, because it's become so cavalier and so popular. And so, especially if you watch the Whatever podcast, it's a very light topic for them to talk about, that they do OnlyFans and they make money from OnlyFans. And it's just like off the cuff remarks for them, when in reality, what they're doing is they're virtually prostituting themselves. So Ben Johnson of the Washington Stand notes that, quote, under the new law in Sweden, which takes effect July 1st, anyone found guilty of buying a personalized sexual act, but not those selling it. This is for people that buy it. So the consumer will face up to 1 year in prison, and anyone guilty of financially exploiting the person carrying out the sex act could face 4 years in prison. So Sweden is taking a very hard hit at this. And due to the fact that the pay-per-view makes up the majority of the revenue that OnlyFans receives, penalizing the purchaser would severely crash the platform's cash flow. So you're not crippling them entirely, because they do have other avenues of revenue. The consumer purchaser personalized acts that they're asking for, that though is the majority. There's other things that people will purchase and other subscriptions people will do, but the majority is specific consumer purchases. So the fact that Sweden is cracking down on this is very interesting. And it's also not a divided topic in Sweden. In fact, both parties, both sides of the aisle, are actually very pro banning this. Teresa Carvalho, and I hope I'm saying her name correctly, is a member of Sweden's Liberal Social Democratic Party. And she commented on the passing of this law. She said, quote, this is a new form of sex sales, and it is high time that we modernize sex sales and that we also include sales that incur remotely on digital platforms such as OnlyFans. We know that there is a dark picture behind OnlyFans performances that involve drugs, human trafficking, and abuse, as well as being a gateway to more prostitution. And she is absolutely correct in her concern that OnlyFans is a gateway to prostitution. And this is from a 2022 survey that found that almost a quarter, so 22.3%, almost a quarter of OnlyFans content creators admit to engaging in some form of in-person work, which of course is actual physical prostitution, not just virtual prostitution. So you have a quarter of these OnlyFans creators that are actually prostituting themselves in the fullest extent of the word. And not only this, but OnlyFans has been under fire multiple times for its link to child sexual abuse and sex trafficking. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation president, Dr. Marcel Vandervoort, commented, quote, that OnlyFans has faced scrutiny by police, policymakers, and the press for evidence of child sexual abuse material, sex trafficking, image-based sexual abuse, and other forms of exploitation and potential crimes. And while the NCOSE, this organization, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, they actually called on the Justice Department over Biden and Harris's administration to investigate OnlyFans in March of 2024 over these exact issues. That not only was it leading to more prostitution, but there were heavy links to child sexual abuse material and other forms of exploitation of the content creators as well. But of course, the Biden Harris administration did not take any action. And this is sad, but unfortunately unsurprising that they did not. However, given the change in the administrations that we have seen with now the Trump-Vance administration, and the fact that, if you don't know this, United States Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, he has recently introduced a bill called the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act, which would ban pornography under a change in definition to obscenity. So before, we had a definition of obscenity that was extremely vague. And it was said that it's not known what obscenity is, but you know what it is when you see it. So the legal definition of obscenity was very hard to pin down. So when it came to prosecuting pornography use, or when it came to prosecuting certain materials, it was very difficult to do, because each state, each judge had their own definitions, and the base definition was vague at best. And so passing Mike Lee's bill would further encourage a stronger use of the word obscenity. It would encourage a better use of the word obscenity, and it would give clarity to what that means. And so we're already seeing, both in Sweden and we're seeing in America, this idea of acknowledging that pornography and sexual content that is deviant in that way is extremely damaging to society. And the bill that Mike Lee has introduced says this bill will define obscenity within the Communications Act of 1934 as content that, quote, taken as a whole, appeals to the prurient interest in nudity, sex, or excretion, depicts, describes, or represents actual or simulated sexual acts with the objective intent to arouse, titillate, or gratify the sexual desires of a person, and taken as a whole, lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. That kind of went into a little bit of gross detail of the definition of obscenity, but it's important that the definition of obscenity goes into gross detail like that, because when we have clear definitions, it's going to be so much easier to prosecute material that is blatantly against this definition. And of course, opponents of this bill are screaming sexual freedom and free speech. And yet, the reality of what pornography has done to America, specifically our children, should cause everyone to support this bill in the United States. Again, Sweden has taken steps to ban OnlyFans. America should too. It's not banned in the complete sense of the word. It's banned in the sense that the majority of their sales through the personal consumer purchasing a specific act from a personal content creator is being banned, which is the majority of their sales. That's important. And America should follow suit. And yet what we need to see, and what Mike Lee understands, the senator from the United States, is that it's not just that. It's not just the exploitation. It's not just the abuse. It's everything associated with pornography is devastating to a society. And the reality, again, of what it does to America, what it does to our children, should cause everyone to support this bill. This should not be a divided issue. This should not be Democrat versus Republican. Mike Lee should have everyone behind him on this bill. Our children are being raised in a highly sexualized and perverse society. Before the age of 18, 93% of boys, 93% of boys, 63% of girls report being exposed to pornography. And in addition to this, the average age of first exposure is only 12 years old. You're not even a teenager yet. And the likelihood of you in America being exposed to pornography before you even hit your teenage years is unremarkably high. It's devastating. And the side effects of this exposure, especially at this young age, have been well documented. You have behavioral problems, depression, anxiety, self-harm, suicidal thoughts, sexual promiscuity, sexual activity at a young age, sexual deviation. If you look into the transgenderism, if you look into homosexual bents, that most of the time, a lot of the times, it is either a traumatic event that causes one to go in the realm of denying your own gender through transgenderism, or denying the opposite sex through homosexuality, or it's through pornography use. It's through deviant pornography that warps your brain, that warps your desires in an evil way. So we see that on the rise. Sexual activity at a young age also is linked to pornography use. Difficulty in connecting in romantic relationships. Less commitment to families. So you have more isolation. You have more recluseness. You have less social adaptability. You're less engaging in conversation. You're more likely to be put at sexual risk. Body dissatisfaction, negative views on women's bodies, sexual harassment, both receiving sexual harassment if you're a woman and also giving sexual harassment if you're a guy, because pornography specifically targets men in a lot of ways of warping what it means to engage in a sexual activity, which is in scripture only to be in the context of a marriage covenantal relationship. It warps it to look like you're objectifying a woman, or a woman viewing pornography, you're objectifying a man. So there's increased harm. Again, like I was saying, there's sexual risk that you're taking when you're getting into in-person relationships and you're bringing that past with you and those experiences with you. Again, you're going to have difficulty in connecting in those romantic relationships because your entire view of what sexuality means has been viewed through a deviant view of it through pornography. Again, and I've already mentioned these, negative views on women's bodies, increase in sexually transmitted diseases because you're going to be more sexually promiscuous, according to the studies, and this leads to unwanted pregnancies, which leads to higher abortions. There's so many aspects of our society that is touched when pornography is legalized in the name of sexual freedom, in the name of free speech, in the name of, oh, you just do you, you do what you want, let me live my life and leave me alone. Well, that doesn't work. A moral society does not work when you have the majority of people saying you do you. That's not how a moral society works. In fact, an immoral society erupts from that thinking. Pornography is a disease and evil that must completely be eradicated. And Live Action's Lila Rose has adequately commented on this, saying that porn addiction is a crisis. It's fueling sex trafficking and child abuse. It's poisoning our kids. It's aiding a vicious cycle of abuse. It's time to enforce obscenity laws against porn. And I could not agree more. The availability, in fact, of pornography has fueled sex trafficking and child abuse. Social media is one of the most dangerous inroads into getting into a pornography addiction. It's really sad. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, X. X especially is extremely popular for usage like that. And Elon Musk has proudly said that pornography is allowed on his site because, again, sexual freedom. We want people to have the freedom to create and to express themselves sexually and how they want to do. And again, like I was saying, a moral society can't operate under a mindset like that. It's impossible. We need rules. We need regulation. We need children to be protected. Unbound Now is an organization that is dedicated to ending human trafficking and exploitation. And there are some shocking, stomach-churning facts regarding the link that pornography has to sex trafficking. And I'll just read this for you. Quote, a 2010 research study analyzing 50 popular porn films found that out of 304 scenes, 88% depicted physical violence and 49% depicted verbal aggression. Pornography is in such high demand because viewers, including sex traffickers, wish to act out what they observe in scenes. Traffickers gather ideas from porn and force victims to watch so they know what is expected of them. Scenes depicting physical and verbal aggression lead to worse abuse towards victims. Pornography blurs the line between consensual and non-consensual acts, and viewers often cannot distinguish between the two. We may not often consider whether actors have given fair and complete consent to the terms and whether or not they were told specifically what they were expected to do. Consent gained by manipulation is not consent. Another problem that arises is the continued exploitation of victims online even after they leave the industry. If they were trafficked, the exploitation continues to make a profit through repeated views. And United States Representative Mary Miller from Illinois voiced her support for the passage of this bill. And this is what she said, quote, the Interstate Obscenity Definition Act equips law enforcement with the tools they need to target and remove obscene material from the internet, which is alarmingly destructive and far outside the bounds of protected free speech under the Constitution. I'm proud to lead this effort in the House with Senator Lee to safeguard American families and ensure this dangerous material is kept out of our homes and off of our screens. I, again, could not agree more. Pornography is an evil. It's a cancer that has to be eradicated. And it's awesome to see that Sweden has started to take steps towards that through the banning of the majority of an app that is the most consumed app in the entire world, that being OnlyFans. And America 100% needs to follow suit in the banning of OnlyFans. Any society that either supports or allows through, again, vague obscenity definitions, vague ideas of morality, what's allowed to be purchased, what's allowed to be viewed, what isn't allowed to be viewed, any society that either supports or allows the degrading objectification of human beings, again, that are made in the image of God, Genesis 1:27 is a society that cannot stand. We are image bearers. Any rules or regulations that do not fall under the parameters of what it means to be an image bearer, anything that isn't a rule that is encouraging, again, the objectification of image bearers, is something that all Christians should deny, that we should be opposed to. We need to support this bill with every ounce of our being. We need this bill to be passed so that our children can be more safe, so that our screens can be more safe, so that our content can be more wholesome. A moral society is the essential prerequisite to a good and just society. If we as Christians want to live in a good and just America, we not only have a duty, but we have a God-given responsibility to support the banning of pornography. And I will include in the description of this video an action link that you can take to email your legislature, to email your senators, and urge them to vote in favor of this bill when it comes up, because this bill is something that absolutely needs to take place. We need to protect our children. We need to protect ourselves from the harms of pornography. And I'm so thankful that Sweden has kind of led the charge a little bit on this in their banning of OnlyFans. And I just hope that America follows suit. Not only a national movement in America, but we see a global movement across the world that starts to acknowledge the dangers of pornography and starts to do something about it. So I hope this episode was helpful for you to give you a little bit of perspective of what we're talking about when it comes to what we're seeing on a global scale in other countries, when it comes to what the conversation is regarding pornography, and also what we're seeing in America, that maybe, hopefully, Lord willing, the tides are shifting of where these obscene things that are allowed, maybe in the next couple of years, will be completely eradicated. And that would just be such a win for everyone involved, especially for our children. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.